at least 150 pounds heavier. He had a long, drooping mustache and fleshy lips, visible under the ornate silver and bronze helmet he wore, its top crested with a bunch of heron feathers. He had a sword at his side, but was carrying a Remington 5-round 12-gauge shotgun. The gang of Ronin with him mostly carried a mixed bag of scatterguns and hunting rifles, with a couple of semi-automatic weapons.
"Welcome to the warm fire of what remains of my humble dwelling, brother. It has been a long time."
"Fuck long time. Fuck dwelling. Fuck brother."
"Rather a limited vocabulary, would you not say?"
"The Gajin are all my guests, brother. They will not fight against you, and are all to go free."
"And you, brother?"
"I shall take the way of honor. Toyotomi Hideyoshi here shall be my second in this."
"That running dog? I do not think so."
Ryuku leveled the shotgun at the samurai. Hideyoshi spun across the room like a discarded marionette with all of the strings cut.
"Gaia!"
Ryan's finger whitened on the trigger of his Sig Sauer, but he held his fire. The Shogun closed his eyes for a moment.
"That was a sorry, barbarous, cowardly act, brother."
"You and your honor!"
"It is all there is."
"Fuck that! You one-eyed mongrel! I will be generous. Take your scum and leave. I give you 15 minutes to leave this ruin, and then I will have you butchered as you deserve."
"What about Lord Mashashiga?"
"What happens to him will happen whether I have you slaughtered or not. His passing will be as slow and painful as I can make it."
Ryuku then looked past Jack at the cowering figure of Issy.
The geisha slut stays as well."
Ryan held up his left hand, silencing Jack, and nodded at the leader of the Ronin.
"Is there anything else you request from us before we leave?"
"Yes, your blasters. Leave all your weapons behind, Gaishin, and go."
Ryuku turned to grin at his followers, preening himself at the ease of his victory over the feared outlanders.
"Of course, Lord. You all heard the man."
The Ronin were grinning, relaxed and triumphant, seeing their leader in total and absolute command of the isolated wounded Shogun and his pathetically docile handful of Yankee guests.
"Here you go."
In a spot smaller than a playing card, Ryan put 3 rounds neatly into the chest of Ryuku. Ryan didn't bother to watch the fat man go down in the dirt, and neither did his friends.
Geronimo!
JD leveled his Uzi on a group of 5 Ronin. To his left, Jack crouched with a massive Colt Python. Mildred's aim was impeccable, unlike the Ronin. And there were only a few of them left. The Outlander spread apart, taking cover behind whatever they could, causing the 3 surviving Ronin to panic. It was clear that without their leader, they were pretty useless. And now, thanks to Christy, there was only 1 left. Doc aimed his beloved Golden Grave Lama at the last Ronin.
"That's it. It's over."
Every one of the Ronin was down and done for. 3 or 4 were still moving, arms and legs flailing and kicking. The gravel was ruined, trampled and awash with gallons of spilled blood. Mashashiga hadn't moved from his seat, watching the total butchery without a change of expression.
"Check the doors, JB. You too, Jack. I reckon we've broken the back of the bastards, but there might be more."
"I think there will not be any more, Kodo-san. Once you have severed the head of the dragon, its body will not do you much harming."
"More or less what an old friend of mine once said."
"Fire's coming closer. It'll soon take the whole place. Make it dangerous to try and reach the water."
"Yeah. Get the girl up, if she's coming with us."
Ryan turned to the Shogun. "You want to come along?"
"It is attractive, and I thank you for it. Thank you all also for saving the honor of my home. But now nothing remains. My plans for the gateway are in ruins. Deathlands is safe from any samurai invasion."
"No Ronin, but the fire's getting real close."
"Then we'd best go."
Christy and Mildred helped Issy to her feet, supporting her between them. Jack was at the far side of the open courtyard, barely visible through the thickening smoke that was filling the space.
"All clear!"
"Then we go now."
Ryan nodded to Mashashiga.
"Sorry it didn't lay better for you."
He turned away toward the open door at the opposite side of the body-littered court.
"Kodo-san, Might I require 2 minutes further of your time?
Why?
It is personal. Might the others go?
The Shogun waved a hand to them.
Go with my thanks. Do not bring shame on your parents, child.
Ryan hesitated, looking at Christy. Get going. Head for the windows at the flank of the bill. Into the water, and all get across together. Chill anyone who tries to stop you. I'll be with you in a minute.
Sure.
The others followed Christy as she escaped the courtyard. You want me to help you kill yourself? Act as your friend, now Hideyoshi's gone. There was a slight nod, and a thin smile.
I knew you would guess. Yashimoto had gone to obtain the special wakizashi, but he must have fallen.
The special dagger?
Yes. My sword is too long for the purpose. I know you carry a machete with a suitable blade. A little wide and long, but it will serve. If I might, yes. My thanks. When I bow my head, you will act as my kaishaku and use my own sword to end matters.
You're sure about this?
How do you say? Never more so.
Ryan nodded. He unslung the stire and leaned it against the chair. He handed the blade to the Shogun, who took it in his right hand and weighed the balance.
Heavy, but sharp. Thank you again, Toto-san. I do not wish you to be burned alive for helping me from the troubles of this Valley of Tears. So, let us do it.
Ryan shook hands with the Shogun, impressed by the firmness of his grip. He took the sword from the samurai baron, admiring the lightness and power he could feel in the honed steel.
If you wish to keep the sword after...
No thanks. I'll leave it with you.
Then we shall begin.
Behind him, Ryan could now feel the heat of the flames on his back. Time was racing away. Mashashiga knelt slowly on the gravel, carefully avoiding the lake of crimson that glowed almost black in the light of the wall lamps. He held the taped hilt of the panga in his right hand, easing his wounded shoulder with a passing grimace of pain. He placed the bare steel on the ground for a moment while he unfolded the front of his kimono, exposing the flat, muscular wall of his stomach. Then he picked up the blade again.
Stand behind me, friend. And when I nod my head, you must use much strength and aim at my neck.
I know what to do. Goodbye.
May all our gods watch over us. Kodo-san.
Mashashiga held the point of the 18-inch blade to a spot just below his ribs on the left side. Blood poured over his lap. Mashashiga laid down the panga.
Now.
The Shogun's head settled in the bed of stones, the eyes open, staring toward Ryan. It might have been a trick of the light, but Ryan would always swear that he saw the lips moving, as if the Shogun were trying to deliver a message from the other side of the dark river. The headless body knelt where it was for several long seconds, before the muscles relaxed their hold. Ryan laid the elegant sword by the side of the dead man. It was one of the finest weapons Ryan had ever seen. He picked up the panga and looked around for something to wipe off the Shogun's blood, eventually using the cotton underrobe of Ryuku Mashashiga. Ryan picked up the stire and slung it. He winced at a wave of heat that came from the burning building. Seeing that his helping Mashashiga had put his own life in jeopardy from the raging fire, he ran at top speed toward the fortress, leaving the courtyard and the Shogun behind. He burst through the delicate paper thin walls, struggling to keep a sense of direction. Ryan climbed the stairs and sprinted along the corridor, eventually finding himself by a third-floor window that opened onto the dark water of the moat. He could smell his clothes scorching. He leapt into the blackness. The moat, set defensively around the bill, was brightly lit by the volcano of fire that had once been the old